VICT Consultancy.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Warner and welcome to this podcast which describes the great new features in vMouse for NVDA version 1.5. The first thing to say is that this new version of vMouse supports the new laptop keyboard layout introduced by NVDA 2013.1, but vMouse 1.5 will also work with older versions of NVDA, even if you're using the old-style laptop layout. You can find out more about the new laptop keyboard layout in my podcast on the subject, available on the podcasts page at our website www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. In addition to supporting the new laptop layout, vMouse 1.5 has the following five great new features. You can now save mouse movement restriction and reading granularity with your hotspots. You can modify an existing hotspot settings. You can set up an application hotspot to be triggered even when you're not focused in that application. And you can now separately export and import your vMouse hotspots. And finally, something which has nothing to do with hotspots actually, you can read labels when you're in a form control on the internet, which has not been read by NVDA.
Saving mouse movement restriction and reading unit granularity.
vMouse has a mode called pointer control keys, which turns the 12 function keys into controls to adjust the speed of the mouse, to restrict the movement of the mouse horizontally and or vertically, and to select whether the mouse cursor reads by character, word, line, or paragraph. So if you find that there's a part of the screen which is inaccessible to the ordinary cursor, the review cursor, or even object navigation, you might have to try to read it using the mouse cursor. And that involves using the physical mouse or the trackpad on your laptop. And since it can be difficult to keep the mouse on a straight line as you move it, the movement restriction feature ensures that you won't stray away from the text you want to read. Also, you'll want to change between reading by character, word, line, or paragraph, depending on the type of text you're reading. And you can do this quite easily with function keys in pointer control keys mode. vMouse 1.5 now lets you save those movement restrictions and reading granularity settings along with your application hotspots. And I'll show you how this works. I'm currently focused in an application called Audacity, which I use to produce these podcasts. I have a project open, and I want to know where the audio cursor is in terms of elapsed time. The audio position information is contained in a small box on the toolbar somewhere, and it really isn't accessible unless you use object navigation. So I'm going to use object navigation to find this box, and then I'll create a permanent hotspot for this application, which will send the mouse pointer to the part of the screen where the information is, and then it will automatically restrict the movement to horizontal movement only and set the reading granularity to reading by word.
Track
and
view
here
table.
I'm using function keys in vMouse to find the object I want.
Play, static, end rate, length, static, project, static line, snapped, selection, selection, static line, audio position, colon, 00H00M0.000S text.
Here it is. And since I have been reading this with the navigator object, I now need to send the mouse pointer to where this object is. So I need to route the mouse pointer to the current object, and I can do this in vMouse navigation keys mode by pressing F9.
Mouse to object.
It says mouse to object, and then I put that into effect by pressing Control F9.
Routed.
And now that the mouse pointer is over the information I want, I can now create the hotspot, and I'll press Alt left click, which I can do in navigation keys mode by pressing Alt and F10.
Create hotspot dialog.
I need to set the first control for a permanent hotspot so that it is saved with Audacity. The description I'll call audio position.
Hotspot type colon. Combo box temporary left paren. Permanent left paren saved for application right paren. Optional hotspot description colon. Edit Alt plus D. Audio. Position. Space.
I'm going to tab forward.
Hotspot number colon. Edit Alt plus N. Selected one. Hotspot applies to colon. Combo box current window collapsed all. Mouse operation colon. Combo box focus on window and move mouse without clicking collapsed all plus M.
And in the mouse operation control, I'm going to leave that at focus only because I don't want the mouse to click in this box simply to be there so that I can read the contents. Now the next two fields in the Create Hotspot dialog are new to version 1.5 of VMouse.
Movement restriction colon. Combo box unrestricted collapsed all plus R.
The movement restriction control contains a drop-down list of the four types of restriction of the mouse, which you would set using function keys F5 to F8 when in pointer control keys mode. And if you had already set one of these restrictions, that would be the default setting in this list. I want horizontal in this case, I'm going to arrow up.
Frozen. Vertical only. Horizontal only.
The second new control in this dialog is reading unit, which is the mouse reading granularity, which you would set either using the function keys F9 to F12 in pointer control keys mode, or in NVDA's mouse settings dialog.
Reading unit colon, combo box line.
We want read by word here, and I can just then press enter to create the hotspot.
Word. Frame. Panel. Track view table.
Wherever the mouse happens to be, and no matter what the current restriction and reading granularity setting is, triggering that hotspot will move the mouse to the audio position box. It will restrict the mouse movement to horizontal only, and it will set granularity to reading by word. So I'm just going to unrestrict the mouse here and move the mouse pointer away from the audio position box. Since the hotspot I have just created is the first one for Audacity, I can trigger it using Control, Windows, Alt, and number 1 on the number key row, and the mouse pointer will have gone to the audio position box. But in order to actually read it, I have to physically move the mouse pointer, and I can do that by swiping the trackpad on my laptop.
Audio position colon 00H00M0.000S.
And so now I'm reading the information word by word, and I'm easily able to locate the information about audio position. Remember that the system focus, the keyboard focus, is elsewhere in my project, and I can continue working without having to do any cursor routing. Saving the mouse movement restriction and reading granularity like this will really make it much easier to jump to a particular part of the screen which might normally be inaccessible so that you can read it very, very quickly or even click on that with the mouse.
Modifying hotspot settings.
Having introduced the new feature to save mouse movement restriction and reading granularity, it occurred to me that there could be quite a number of hotspots which users would have created in the past to which movement restriction and granularity have not already been assigned. What we needed then was the ability to modify a hotspot in order to assign the restriction and granularity. But if you can alter those settings, why not be able to modify other settings as well? There is now a new button in the application hotspot dialog called the Modify Hotspot button. This is how it works. I'm still in Audacity and I want to modify the settings of the hotspot I created earlier. So I open the VMouse menu and choose Application Hotspots.
Context menu. Application Hotspots dialog. Hotspots colon. List. One audio position comma. Focus only.
And the Application Hotspot dialog is then displayed. Now there's only one hotspot in the list here, the one I created. And if I tab forward, I get to the Modify Hotspot button, and I'll press Enter on that.
Activate button Alt plus A. Clear assignment button Alt. Delete hotspot button Alt. Modify hotspot button Alt plus Y. Modify hotspot dialog. Optional hotspot description colon. Edit Alt plus D. Selected audio position.
VMouse now displays the Modify Hotspot dialog. This new dialog is very much like the Create Hotspot dialog, except that it doesn't show settings which are not really relevant in this situation. And if I tab, you'll hear a couple of new controls.
Pixels across colon, edit Alt plus P, selected 591. Pixels down colon, edit Alt plus I, selected 687.
pixels across and pixels down. And you can edit the contents of these boxes to adjust the mouse coordinates of your hotspots. And that might be very useful if you change your screen resolution, for example, and need to change the coordinates of your hotspots. What I will change here, though, is reading granularity. I'll set it to read by character, and I'll just press Enter to save the change.
Mouse operation colon. Combo box focus on window and move mouse without clicking collapsed Alt plus M. Movement restriction colon. Combo box horizontal only collapsed Alt plus R. Reading unit colon. Combo box word collapsed Alt plus U. Character. Frame.
And now when I activate that hotspot, swiping the trackpad reads one character at a time.
Making an application hotspot usable system-wide.
There are two types of hotspots in VMouse. Temporary hotspots and application hotspots. The hotspot I created for Audacity is an example of an application hotspot, since I wanted it to be saved for future use, and will therefore be available every time I launch Audacity or switch to it from another application. Each of the 10 temporary hotspots you assign can be activated anywhere you are within Windows. So, for example, you can set up a hotspot for Thunderbird, but trigger it while you're browsing on the internet using Firefox. But you might have one or two favourite application hotspots which you will also want to trigger no matter where you are in Windows, just as if they were temporary hotspots. For example, the hotspot I created to find the audio position information in Audacity is only available when Focus is in Audacity. But with the new Make Temporary feature in VMouse 1.5, I can assign that application hotspot automatically to a temporary hotspot. I'll go back into the Application Hotspots dialog.
Context menu. Application Hotspots dialog. Hotspots colon. List. One audio position comma. Focus only.
And the only hotspot here, of course, is selected in the list. And I'll tab forward to find the Make Temporary button, and I'll press Enter.
Activate button, clear assignment, delete hotspot, modify hotspot, Make Temporary button, Alt plus T. VMouse 4 NVDA dialog assigned to temporary hotspot 1. OK button.
VMouse then tells you which of the 10 temporary hotspot numbers it has assigned the application hotspot to, which is always the lowest available number. Now I'll be able to trigger this hotspot wherever I am, whether I'm focused in Audacity or not. So let's switch to Firefox. And if I now press the hotkey to trigger the first temporary hotspot, which is Windows Alt and 1, VMouse automatically switches focus to Audacity and places the mouse cursor over the audio position information box.
Frame, tool dock, Audacity. Applied. Left paren use con. Tool dock.
And I can now swipe the trackpad to read the information.
Audio position colon 00H00M0.000S.
This new feature, which lets you make your application hotspot system-wide, will be extremely useful to you if you need to quickly access an application running in the background, whether to read information on it or to click on a control, for example.
Exporting and importing hotspots.
Only the application hotspots can be saved to disk in VMouse, and this can only happen also if you have VTurbo for NVDA, since it is VTurbo which takes care of saving and loading application-specific settings. If you export your settings using VTurbo, any hotspots in an application settings file will also be exported, but there might be times when all you want to do is to export your application's hotspots without exporting the other settings as well. You can now do this in VMouse 1.5 by selecting Export Hotspots, which is on VMouse's settings menu. And this is extremely easy. You don't have to be focused in the application whose hotspots you want to export. VMouse displays a submenu containing the names of the applications which contain hotspots which you could possibly export, and all you do is press Enter on the one you want. VMouse automatically allocates the name of the exported file, which will be made up of the name of the application plus the VHS VMouse hotspot extension. And all you do in the Export Settings dialog is choose the drive and folder where you want to export the file to.
context menu. Exit VMouse, help submenu, VMouse settings submenu, VMouse, show shortcuts on, export hotspot submenu E. Audacity A. Frame, tool, browse for folder dialog, select a folder in which to save hotspots for the selected application. Dot. Select a folder in which to save hotspots for the selected application. Dot. Tree view. Level 1 pool collapsed 3 of 8, expanded, set, level 2 app data collapsed 1 of 7, desktop collapsed, download downloads collapsed, Dropbox collapsed, VMouse 4 NVDA dialog, the hotspots were successfully exported. Dot. OK button.
And there's also the import settings command on the VMouse settings menu, and it's even easier to use. All you do is run the version of NVDA you want to import the hotspots to. And of course, that must be running VMouse and VTurbo as well. Choose Import Hotspots on the VMouse settings menu, and then browse to find the file containing the hotspots you want to import. And once you press Enter on that, VMouse does the rest, and your hotspots will then be inserted into an existing application settings file, which you have created before using VTurbo, or if you haven't already created one, VMouse will get VTurbo to create one, and your hotspots will go into that. But remember that any hotspot feature, such as the one in VMouse, will only work properly if the hotspot is triggered on a computer having the same screen resolution as that which applied at the time when the hotspot was originally created. So be very, very sure that the system you want to export your hotspots to is set to the same screen resolution, because if you don't, your hotspots will probably be in different parts of the screen, and you might then have to use the Modify Hotspot feature to edit the pixel coordinates.
Label Assistant.
I'm focused on the web page audible.com in Mozilla Firefox here. I'll press E to go to the first edit box.
Edit.
Doesn't say what it is. I'll press Enter to go into focus mode. There seems to be lots of these kind of controls on the web where NVDA is not reading out what the label is. And sometimes you will find that when you go to a web page which has form controls like this, NVDA will put you straight into the first edit box and turn focus mode on. But what if you don't know what the field is? How would you find out? Well, I would normally do it like this. I would escape out of the control and use the cursor keys to find and read the label. And having found that out, I would go back to the control and press Enter to go back into focus mode. But now, with the new Label Assistant feature in VMouse 1.5, all I have to do is to press its special hotkey, which is Windows, Alt, and L.
Edit button search. Edit blank.
And the label is read out. It is the search edit field. What's actually happening here is that when you press the hotkey for the Label Assistant, VMouse uses the review cursor to find the label. If it's contained in the same line as the control, it then reads that and returns focus to the control that you're on, so that you don't lose your place and you can continue typing or otherwise interacting with the control. So in addition to supporting the new laptop layout, VMouse 1.5 introduces those five great new features. VMouse costs only £2.99 and is available on our products page at the website www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. And as always, existing VMouse customers get this update absolutely free. And remember, for every sale of VMouse, our sponsor Andy Fountain makes a donation to NV Access. If you would like to get in touch, please send an email to me, paul@vict-consultancy.co.uk. You can, of course, read more about the other products and services we have on offer at our website, www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. VTurbo has also been updated and is now at version 2.2, and this contains some great new features as well. So remember to check out the podcast on VTurbo 2.2 on our podcast page. Thanks for listening.
VICT Consultancy.